Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents, 1913-1914, page 1639 slide. Visible translated text is as follows, between 12:30 and 1 o'clock. After going home, I started back to town to go to the ball game. I met Ivy Jones and Jim Conley at the corner of Hunter and Haynes Streets at 2:15 p.m. and had a conversation with them. I told them I was going to the ball game. Ivy Jones said, "Well, wait for me and I'll go Peter Sate and I'll go with you." Then I left them. I did not go by way of Peter Street then, but went over to the house of Major Caldwell on Nelson Street and went with him to the ball game. I didn't see Ivy Jones or Jim Conley anymore that day. About 3 weeks ago, a rather small, young, clean-shaven fellow came to see me twice. The first time he came, he said he wanted to ask me about a railroad accident. I said I didn't know anything about any railroad accident. He said he wanted to find out who I met that day on April 26, 1913. I told him I met Ivy Jones and Jim Conley. I told him how I had met Jones and Conley on Hunter Street that day, and that was the only time I saw them. A little over a week after that, the same young fellow who had talked to me before came again. He handed me a paper. The paper said that I met Ivy Jones on the corner of Hunter and Haynes Streets about 3 o'clock, and I said, "No, it was 2:15 o'clock. You ain't got Jim Conley's name there, and I told you I met both of them, Conley and Jones." He took a pencil and put Jim Conley's name on the paper and made it 2:15 instead of 3 o'clock. He handed me the paper and a pencil and said to sign it. He said he was going to have me subpoenaed to the Superior Court if I didn't sign it, and I said I didn't care for, I didn't want to sign it. I never signed any paper for him at all. James H. Waits, sworn for the state. On or about May 31st, 1913, I was with my wife, Mrs. Dot Hattie Waits, on a train returning from Savannah, where we had been attending the Odd Fellows Convention, somewhere near Jessup, Georgia. I purchased a newspaper carrying the confession of Jim Conley, in which he stated that he met Leo M. Frank at the corner of S. Dot Forsyth and Nelson Stances on April 26, 1913. My wife immediately stated that she must have been Frank and Conley at this place. In some way, the detectives learned what Mrs. Dot Waits knew and called to see us. 125 Mrs. Hattie Waits, sworn for the state. My husband and I were living at number 26 Markham Street in the city of Atlanta on April 26th,